Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Hell may have no fury like a woman scorned, but crossing someone from Wisconsin can come pretty close. As recent events unfold in Madison and Wisconsin union members fight for their survival against a draconian budget bill designed to destroy their right to bargain collectively, it might be wise to remember that the progressive era was born in Wisconsin. As the story goes, back in 1891, Republican leader Sawyer offered then 35-year-old attorney Robert M. La Follette a bribe to fix a court case. La Follette was infuriated by the blatant corruption. Quote, "Nothing else ever came into my life that exerted such a powerful influence upon me," unquote. For the rest of the decade, La Follette traveled around the state speaking out against corrupt politicians, powerful robber barons, and corrupt railroad interests. In 1900, the people of Wisconsin elected La Follette governor, and he pledged to institute reforms. According to the Wisconsin Historical Society, those who followed him called themselves progressive Republicans. They believed that the proper business of government was not business, but service to the community. Very different from the Republican Party of today. Not trusting to business as usual, the progressives used academics at the University of Wisconsin to help design laws that would provide uncorrupted service to the people. This relationship between public policy and academia became known as the, quote, Wisconsin idea. It was sometimes expressed as the boundaries of the campus or the boundaries of the state. In our next Hidden History, we'll examine some of the many accomplishments of the progressive era, including many that we still enjoy today. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.